Well, hello and welcome back to Thought for the Day in the book of Titus. So before we come to Titus chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, let's ask God to open that word to us. Our loving Heavenly Father, as we now again open your word, we pray that through your Holy Spirit, that you would speak to us, that you would teach us, that you would show us how we can live lives that will speak of you to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We come today to the fifth and final section of Paul's instructions to Titus about the teaching of various groups within the Christian church in Crete, of which Titus is the leading elder. So Paul has so far talked about the teaching of older men, of older women, of the younger women and the younger men. And now in verses 9 and 10, Paul addresses the Christian teaching of slaves. Now, when we read the word slaves in our Bibles, I think we do well to remember one or two things. First, yes, even this manifestation of slavery in Paul's day was a form of tyranny, but we shouldn't equate it with the inhumane slavery of the American South in the 19th century. It wasn't based on race. Slaves and free men and women intermingled freely, socially. And most slaves received their freedom by the time they were 30 years old. And second, in his first letter to Timothy, Paul lists those involved in the trading of slaves, along with perjurers and liars and the sexually immoral, as those who are clearly living contrary to Christian teaching. And third, that Paul himself considered himself and other Christian believers slaves. That he was a slave of Christ, Romans 1:1, that we are slaves of God, Romans 6:22, that we're slaves of righteousness, Romans 6:18. And furthermore, the Bible actually also teaches that the outworking of the gospel in holy living breaks down such barriers in society as between free men and slaves. Well, having said all that, let's now turn to our two verses today, Titus chapter 2, and verses 9 and 10. Teach slaves to be subject to their masters in everything, to try to please them, not to talk back to them, not to steal from them, but to show that they can be fully trusted, so that in every way they will make the teaching about God our Saviour attractive. So five instructions. And although Paul touches on the area of work, I think these instructions are more about character than about work. It's been said that character is who we are when we think no one's looking. But you see, for the Christian, God is always looking. And as we've already seen in the letter to Titus, that as a Christian, that we have a divine audience of only one. And what's more, in all these characteristics, we need to notice that what we're being told to do is to model Christ-like behaviour. So the slaves firstly were to be subject to their masters, verse 9. But then it was our Lord himself who prayed to his Father in the Garden of Gethsemane, Father, not my will, but yours be done. And if the Son of God is willing to be subject to God the Father, how much more should we be willing to be subject to those whom God has placed over us. Second, slaves were to be polite, not to talk back. In doing so, to remember the restraint of our Lord before Herod and before Pilate. And third, slaves were to be honest and trustworthy, verse 10, aligning with Jesus' teaching that let your yes be yes and your no be no, Matthew 5:37. But I'd also like us to notice the reasons that Paul has given for all these instructions to these different groups within the church. Verse 5, so that no one will malign the word of God. Verse 8, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed. And now here in verse 10, so that in every way they will make the teaching about God our Saviour attractive. So why should men and women and slaves, why should you and I live godly lives? because we should be concerned about the effect of our Christian witness on those who don't as yet believe. So here's the challenge. Does my life, does your life, sparkle like a diamond for the Lord? And the Bible lists many gospel jewels, as we might call them, the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5. And in Romans 14:17, Paul adds righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Because when these graces of Christ are displayed, and especially amid the pressures of our lives, they shine with special brightness and make his gospel attractive to others. Let's close with a prayer from a hymn. Live now within us, Lord. Your mind and will be ours. Be you beloved, adored, and served with all our powers, that so our lives may teach to others what you are, and plead by more than speech for you with every heart. Lord, we pray this, that you will help us to live attractive lives for you, for your glory, for your praise, and for the advancement of your gospel. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.